Welcome to Punani Productions podcast. This is your host, Queen Layla. Enter the oral portal to sexual freedom. Embrace your sexuality. Unleash your power. Let's all begin by taking a deep breath in. And when you breathe out, you're going to let go of anything that doesn't serve you any longer. Any pain, any sadness, any anger, anything you want to let go. When you take a deep breath in together, and when you breathe out, you're going to let it all go and put a wei xiao on your face. Wei is slight. Xiao means to smile in Chinese. So wei xiao is slight smile. And remember, whenever you need a little pick-me-up, all you gotta do is take a deep breath, let it all out, and put a wei xiao on your face. Today we have another episode of the Empowerment Story series, and I have a very special guest today, a woman, beautiful soul, Daisha Hicks. I met her 6 years ago on a video shoot for an artist. Power to the P-U-S-S-Y, I think that's right. So go see it on YouTube, power of the P-U-S-S-Y. And we haven't seen each other for so long. She's a model, actress, and content creator. And we reconnected, and I'm so happy to have you here on the podcast today. Welcome. Why don't you start with a little introduction about yourself?
First of all, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited and super proud of you. I cannot say that enough. Thank you, everyone, for being present and being here. Thank you for that deep breath. I actually needed that. So my name is Daisha Hicks, and on social media, I go by just Die Already for D-Y-E already, not kill you, just Daisha Already. And also, just Dying Reality is really based on me being true and authentic and genuine to the experience that I'm putting out on social media and those that interact with me through my reality. So everyone has their own world. I merge with theirs by, we just connect. We're all connected. So just Dying Reality. When people come onto my show, if I'm doing an IG live or anything that I create, my reality and their reality join together. I'm happy and excited to be here, and I'm ready to get it in.
Amazing. Wow. Well, this is our sexuality podcast, the oral portal to sexual freedom, where you get to share your story. Let's begin with the first. What does sex mean to you? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh my gosh, so hard. So hard questions. Okay. All right. It means that I am always in self-discovery mode when it comes to sex. But it is pleasure, connection, joy, sensuality. Me loving up on myself, that is sexy. That is sex. Me looking in the mirror every morning. I always love to look at myself naked and go, yes, girl, you sexy. That is a part of it. I do. Especially since I gained quarantine weight. I'm like, you still got it. You is fine. Everything is good. Look at that stomach. Look at it. I love you. Sex is saying I love you. Sex is allowing somebody else to enter into, you know, my world, my portal, my yoni, my life, and feeling safe. And sex can, for me, sometimes be a learning experience, because sometimes mistakes come. Mistakes is a learning experience. You learn. So sometimes sex is definitely a learning experience for me. I learn more about myself anytime I have a new partner.
That was amazing because, you know, in my last episode, I talked about sex as sacred energy exchange. Mm-hmm. Life is all about energy, right? So really when you share, especially a penetrative sex, that is can be more special experience that you're sharing with another being. Mm-hmm. Do you remember your first sexual, when did you start feeling sexual? Discover your own sexuality? Was it very young as a child or more in your teens? Like,
I would say, so with modeling for me, it came from, so I went to a charm school when I was six, charm / etiquette school, Polophilia DeVore. She was one of the first African-American models in the states of the United States. So beauty came early at six. And I do recall coming across maybe a Playboy magazine around that age, and I was just like, this is beautiful. I mean, I'm six, but I'm like, this is beautiful. Oh my, I couldn't read then, so I didn't know they had articles. I was just looking at I probably could read, but who would have won? I was just looking at the beauty of the models and the poses, and the just, it just looked amazing. And I also remember seeing Naomi Campbell fully nude, young Naomi, oh my God, baby face. But I was just intrigued and like, this is beautiful. So it happened early. As far as sexy or sex, I would say, ooh, you had me thinking. So masturbating started early for me.
Very cool.
Thinking. And I loved every part of it. I loved every part of that type of pleasure I was able to give myself at a young age. And Janet Jackson, I would like to confirm that mimicking her music videos early on made me feel just like beautiful and just energetic and sexy. Sexy, did I know it was sexy? But like, I was mimicking her head tosses. I would put like a shirt over my head, like Janet Jackson had me dancing around, which transcends into me now as an adult. I love when music is on and I will just dance. I will dance to it, and I feel so sexy.
Oh yes, I remember we love dancing together. The video.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. I love that, you know, you discovered your body at such a young age. You know, I think many people don't look at their bodies, especially women, because our genitalia is more not as, you know, obvious as the male genitalia, born male genitalia. So how did you discover that? You just kind of felt down there and said, oh, this feels good. And then I don't even remember the first time I started masturbating. I don't recall.
The story is like, oh, how do I explain this? Okay, so I was... I was a young little girl, and there was this other little girl. And that little girl said, hey, let me show you something. And I was like, okay. And that's why playing house should be monitored. Maybe adults should just check in a little bit. But I don't regret it, because she taught me something that I'm still using until last night. So, that's kind of how that was introduced to me in that type of experience.
That's very common, actually.
Yeah.
So in my sex education, you know, we learned that it starts from, sexuality begins from a very young age, and people know what gender they feel that they are representing, like from a very young age also. So looking at each other's parts in the bathroom and all that is considered very normal, actually.
Yeah, she definitely was like, and let me show you this. And I was like, what is this? This is great. So that was young. and we got caught. I know it happened before. And maybe that's where shame, that's another topic. But I mean, when you get a spanking from the interaction instead of like a conversation, then I had shame around like, oh my God, I'm bad, this is bad. But I already experienced the pleasure, so I was interested in the pleasure. So I stayed connected to like, but this is pleasure, like I like this. So yeah.
Wonderful. Well, you know, an adult, and I'm into BDSM, so we talk about like adult role play with consent and cool toys. So think about the regular childish games that you used to play when you're young, and then all the secret ones that parents didn't know about. So it seems like that playing house is a secret one of yours. For me, it was playing doctor.
Well, now role play, and I looked up BDSM because I'm like, what? I want to get more familiar with it. And when it broke it down, I'm like, oh, I did kind of experience some form of that. I do when I'm with a particular partner that I trust and just feel like those good vibes from submission is something that I appreciate getting into for that person. And role playing is like literally my jam. Like let's role play. Like, and I'm talking about all types, like certain things that might maybe freak people out. So I talk to them like, listen, I know this sounds crazy that I'm saying you're a priest, but let's just listen. I just want to just try this. Don't judge me. And it's usually very fun.
And it's playtime. That's what I call it. Yeah, exactly. Wow. So, you know, my main question on my podcast is how did you embrace your sexuality and unleash your power? A lot of people talk about using their sexual energy and turning it into creative energy. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced that yourself?
Thank you for that. I would say yes. So the creative energy with modeling being my space for so many years, I had to break through understanding that my body was not like everyone else's body. So most models are a bit taller than me. I'm 5'8", but I've always been kind of hippie and thighs. It's just no matter what, it stands out. And before this beautiful wave of body positive and certain body models, like just like Ashley Graham, that wasn't the thing when I came up. It was just the Naomis, the Tyras, the Cindy Crawford. So I had to understand that my body was beautiful. And in understanding that, I did what made me feel good. So I would have certain shoots. This particular brand, clothing brand, goes by the name of Butch Diva. I've worked with her for about 10 years. And when I worked with her, I think that's when I started, because she was like, I love your frame. Oh my God, your thighs. Yes. But I'm going to put you in this. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, I did runway shows. So I was living my dream while someone was never critiquing my body. And that definitely, her style of photo shoots too was always like, just like, you know, if you felt like grabbing your boobs, what? And she's a female. She would shoot the images. She would have the theme. Her clothes is like dance hall inspired, so it's all spandex, it's lace. We've done raves when we would, it was just, so that actually, that fashion aspect, that model aspect, that me feeling comfortable, it started to tap into like, you know, I feel sexy because I feel comfortable and I'm not judging my body. So then that just was a gateway into me just embracing every part of myself.
That's amazing. Yeah, I really believe, you know, sexuality is the core of who you are. Mm-hmm. So when you embrace and love your sexuality, like your body, your likes, dislikes, your preferences, you have an understanding of yourself and you regenerate that self-love and empowerment through sexual understanding and exploration.
Yes.
Having fun, playtime.
Yes.
Wow. Let's see. What is one experience that changed you? And, you know, did you have many partners? Maybe one person taught you something that you didn't know. Well, like you said earlier, we learn things from each person.
Yes.
That you're with. Maybe you had an effect on someone's life or someone had mm-hmm. one on yours. Would you like to share an experience?
Yes. So I'm a bisexual female. So that within itself, having understanding around that, like I would be like, all right. So basically the projecting.
Well, actually it's bisexuality day. It was yesterday.
Really? Yes. I put something on my page.
Yes. Yesterday, September 23rd was bisexuality day.
All right, I will definitely post something. Thank you for that. I was like, pardon my lateness, but this is me. Like I was saying, I feel like this world, although there's some stuff that's heavy happening, clearly, but the knowledge that's also being placed at the forefront for people to understand, learn, embrace is so refreshing. When I identified as a bisexual, I remember people saying, you're greedy or you can't decide. And I would just be quiet. I was like, oh, that's not true. But okay, I'm not going to announce this anymore. Now we have Bisexuality Day. And I did see a post. I didn't know that's maybe what they were posting for. They said being bisexual is not 50% gay or 50% into this. It is 100% bisexual. So that right there, I was like, that. I wish I would have heard that when I was in my 20s. So as far as experiences, I would say I have a lot. I'm 38, so I have a lot. I would say I guess meeting my first girlfriend, that was such an amazing experience. I felt like, wow, this is different. The attachment to her, it felt so intense. Before I knew about sacred sex and all that, I didn't know that when I was 19. They didn't have these conversations, at least not in my space of friends. So I was very much connected to her. And I appreciate that experience. But I was married when I met her. So I couldn't really experience her. Like, we were sneaking. Yeah, but I fell for her pretty heavy, and it just made me look at my life. I'm like, okay, I'm married because I came up understanding, get married, be with somebody, settle down. But I did it very young. I met my ex-husband when I was 16. So it was just a lot of experience. And I mean, that's an experience. Meeting my ex-husband at 16 and him knowing, like, I want to marry you. And like, I was like, okay, we're 16. But he was very clear what he wanted. That was a life-changing event for me because it changed the spectrum of what I thought that I was going to pursue, which was full throttle modeling, be on 17 magazine. And he was not really with it. He was like, that's going to take up too much of your time, and I want to be with you and build with you. And well, as I said, I've loved modeling since I was six. So I'm like, bro, you gotta be kidding, right? Like, I figured he would change his mind and like, oh, once he falls more in love with me, he did not shift. So that changed my life because I had to also sneak to go to gigs because I was like, well, if I become famous, maybe he'll ease up. So it was a very interesting from 16 to 24 experience. And then after that, I started dabbling into life more and more. So that's why when I say I'm still learning, I really am. Because every kind of, if a heartache kind of interjects, then that is a step back. So then I take a step back, like, okay, my heart is broken. I take a step back. So step four, step back. So love is the biggest experiences of my life. It really shapes me. It really reshapes me. Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting. You know, I think so many people do get married young and then realize later that they don't share a lot of the same values, and that's what ends relationships, really. Mm-hmm. Values is when people don't share the same values on the same level, then there's going to create differences. In a lot of my past episodes, I've been talking about NLP and how the quality of our communication, the quality of our lives is based on the quality of our communication. Mm-hmm. And the way that we speak to ourselves is the way other people treat us. What are your thoughts on communication? You know, like, that is the basis, like being able to communicate and understand yourself and what you want to say, and then also how the other person receives it, right? Because like you said earlier, we all have our own perception of the world, like your reality and my reality. We're just dying in reality right now. But yeah, do you want to share more about communicating with others and what do you do when you have a fight with someone?
Oh, that's a good question. All right, so I want to communicate this about my ex-husband. We were so young. I didn't realize. Oh, let me take that back. When I did see this movie with Angelina Jolie, Gia, I was so attracted, and I didn't know what was happening. I was young. I didn't know. But when this man came into my life, I'm like, jackpot. He loves me. He's handsome. He's smart. Boom. That's when I would say I should have. Again, my experience with communication was in breakdown, because when he expressed what he didn't want or how he wanted me to live my life, I wasn't able to articulate. No, that just does not make me feel comfortable. I do not like this. Maybe we should take it a step back. So at this point in my life, communication is so big for me, and communicating my boundaries, just because you or anyone might come into my life, I noticed that there's this really intense admiration, but sometimes there's boundaries that's crossed. Because I'm like, oh my God, that feels so good. I appreciate your attention. But boundaries get kind of crossed, and sometimes I allow that. So I have to be accountable to holding to my boundaries and communicating that. So accountability is very important right now in my life moving forward. Communication, I'm in college right now for a communications major. Communications is mass media. So I can't express enough how I'm learning. Active listening is a part of communicating. I also need to understand that communicating sometimes means listening, not to speak, but listening to receive, and then process it, and then speak. So communicating is so big to me, especially if I'm into someone. I pay attention to if my communication is lingering on an attachment style, if I feel like someone that I'm into is not communicating. But again, there's levels of respect. Like, okay, if I text you on a Monday and you didn't hit me back until Thursday, let's talk about that. Like, what's happening with the communication? Just let's do a roundabout. But yeah, so communicating is, it also, to say this, it also, when it's in a really good flow, it's a big turn on for me. I'm very turned on when communication is hitting. I'm like, oh my God, like, what's happening? My body. So communication actually is a turn on for me.
Yeah, communication, caring, consent. These are all when you talk about a consent, like, you have to communicate about things. Yes. So that's pretty cool. I didn't know you were a communications major. Yes. What does that entail exactly?
I'm still in the new phases of it, but it's really just like the beginning of introduction to communication. I feel like there's a lot of psychology to it. I keep dipping into psychology. So all of my tabs are some type of psychology thing. I'm like, I might be into psychology, but it's really just human nature. Yeah. Really just kind of human nature, understanding. The media part is about to begin. Just understanding broadcasting communications. Like, Oprah Winfrey was a communication major. So it's also just kind of like, there's a spectrum of how communication works. So how communication works between people, understanding body language. Body language is a form of communication. So I did something, a project on understanding if someone is kind of setting a boundary with how their body is moving. Like, I'm not interested, or they're not, like, their arms being crossed. So it's really I'm in the introduction level, and it's human interaction communication right now.
Wow, that's super cool. Yeah, it's, you know thyself, right? I think as we get older, we learn to know ourselves better and know our own boundaries and establish them and stick to them more, which helps us to feel better about ourselves. You know, I did a course, and they said, it was an 8-hour course. They said, we only have a 1-hour break for lunch. They said, don't feel bad when you tell someone no for lunch. When you say no to someone else, you're saying yes to yourself. So it's your little compass. What do you say yes to and what do you say no to? I'd like to ask, who or what inspires you most?
My grandmother really inspires me. She's the one that enrolled me into this charm etiquette school at 6. And I think because the model Ophelia DeVore is born August 12th, I'm born August 12th. So my grandmother has a big oracle energy about her. That's another reason why she inspires me. She's blind right now. She went blind maybe 26 years ago, but she had her sight, but she went blind. But I still will talk to her about things and she'll just be able to tap in like, oh, this person has a temper. She never met them or anything. I'm like, what, grandma? Okay. So I start asking, so like, so what do you think about this? So my grandmother really does inspire me. What else inspires me? Everyone kind of just, people that I do see on my timeline that are living in their purpose. It really inspired me. So like a site, like an Instagram handle, Afrosexology. I remember coming into contact with that. Maybe it's been a year now, a little over a year. And I think that kept me in the flow of, Daisha, there's nothing wrong with all this sensual energy you have. Oh my God, swim in it, live in it, exude it. It may not be for everyone, but that means those people are not for you. When one person unfollows, another person will. So these type of handles, Afrosexology. There's another one, Baddies and Daddies. You inspire me. So keeping it honest. People that is absolutely confidently living in their power inspire me, you know.
Amazing. Yes, and here you are inspiring others with your story. What do you do for self-care? How do you connect back with your body again to remind yourself that you are sexual, you are amazing?
So I definitely love to, I like to isolate sometimes, not in a bad way, just close the door. If I have a door, but typically I do close the door, light some candles, light some incense, Palo Santo, recharge my stones, perhaps do a spiritual ritual. There are some spiritual sites that I follow. I'm like, okay, what moon stage are we in? Got it. We're in new moon. It really does it for me. Journaling is big for me. I actually create challenges for myself, and based on people that watch me in my IG stories, I'll talk about it and I'll welcome them to join me. So this year one of my favorites was the 10-day positive mindset challenge. And anytime a negative thought came in that did not serve me, I had to journal. So the first 3 days, my hands was hurting. I was like, really? Is this how often I kind of like think negative? You know, just like that person's better. No. That, no comparison. You are unique. And I would have to write. And it was, I felt like I started glowing after. Because my mind didn't have an opportunity to just stay in something that wasn't serving it. So journaling. I would also like to say I have a beautiful mental health community of therapists, because I go to therapy, but therapists that I'm in group chats. That's really super positive. So I have an amazing network. And also allowing myself to have moments that are off, not too long, but also dealing with the darkness a bit. If it's necessary to come up, I have to deal with it. I have to kind of sit in it. But I don't get a chance to sit in it too long because there's a lot of connections to my spirits, to dope people in my life. And they will call me out of it. Like, okay, it's been a week and a half. I feel like something's wrong. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. No, you're not. And then I get to talk about it. I get to cry and I get to change my perspective. So that's all my self-care.
Right. Gotta feel those emotions. Can't suppress them. You know, emotions are something I used to teach this course called um, I can't think of it right now. It's all about societal thinking and seeing things from a different person's perception. And then body language communication. It was on social thinking, so it's created for students on the autistic spectrum. But I think we can all benefit from taking these courses because it's like, what is the size of your problem versus the size of your reaction? You know, sometimes we overreact in situations because our anger or emotions take complete control of our body. And then it's good, we need to step back. Not saying that don't feel the emotion, but just feel it and then move from there, right? And a method that I like to teach is when you feel it, you gotta move the energy around in your body. You know, you're a dancer, you love to dance. Do you dance around in your house? I know I do, just to let off some steam.
Yes, I dance around in the house for sure. I have tons of playlists, and I'll put the camera on and dance on my IGTV and be like, join me if you want to. Working in fitness, because that's like the day job. I work at a fitness center and corporate, they call it corporate fitness, a boutique gym. And I will go in the group fitness studio and dance and twerk. Oh, best feeling, best workout. It's good for my knees. So yes, that's how I shake off energy too. Being in the motions and sitting with it, but also sometimes get moving helps to like shift that. And I appreciate that so much.
Definitely. Well, if you could tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
I really would tell my younger self, you are so powerful. You're very smart, darling. I would tell her, you're a smart girl. Please be patient with yourself. And I would give her advice, like, stick to the books. The boys is gonna be there. You know, my adult self, I love education. I love learning. A Different World was my favorite sitcom. And it was based on, you know, black people going to college, Spelman College. Oh, sorry, Hillman College. So I would tell my younger self, pursue that. I know that you may not have the support you want, but please pursue it. You're going to be so grateful that you did. And model. Oh, please. I would tell my younger self, there's nothing wrong with your body. I would really embrace, like, there's nothing wrong with your thighs. There's nothing wrong with your dimples. There's nothing wrong with those three stretch marks you keep staring at. Your body is amazing. Trust me. And you're going to grow into it and you're going to love it more. That's what I would tell my younger self.
What is one word or sentence that you'd like to share with our listeners? Words of encouragement, something that you value. What do you want them to leave away with today?
All right, so I'm going to try to quote my favorite quote, but success is liking yourself, liking how you feel, and liking how you do it. So that's by Maya Angelou. Just be present in the moment, because in this moment, once it's gone, it's gone. Things might seem like we're doomed, but as a collective, a lot of us are coming together to join together to have either the same conversation or understanding each other's perspective, caring about each other and supporting each other. So there is the optimistic bright side that I would offer and suggest the listeners to look into. And do check-ins on people that you care about, because their life is not promised. If you really care about someone, just do a check-in. That's what I would like to offer.
Be you, be free. Wow, that's amazing. I'll definitely keep checking in on you, because I'm really happy that we reconnected again. And I'm so grateful to have you here today on the podcast. Do you have any questions for me?
I mean, you're stepping in. Thank you for asking that. You're stepping in your power, and how do you feel about being, you know, this dominatrix?
That's so amazing. I realized that my journey is to be an inspiration to others by being a unique teacher. So with my education background, I've been teaching ESL in Mandarin for 18 years. And now I'm a sexuality educator and dominatrix performer and speaker. So I'm actually working on a new project. It's Kinky Chinese and Kinky ESL. So I'm bridging the gap between language learning, sexuality, and communication. Because, you know, we learn language in the classroom, but sexuality is the core of who you are. So, you know, we need to learn language based on those needs. So watch out for that project coming up soon. But anyway.
Fantastic. No, this is why I asked. You inspire me. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so much to learn, but this amount of learning is going to be fun for me. Like, I'm like, this is what I want to learn. I'm going to school for what I'm going to school for. But I'm excited about all the spaces that I can learn. So I will be picking your brain and probably joining some of your courses.
Well, I'm so excited that you shared your story here today. Why don't we leave just with one more word?
One more word. Masturbation is beautiful.
Okay, amazing. Yes, I love it. Yes, amazing. Thank you so much. So we'll see you again. Thank you
Absolutely.
For being here.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great one.
That's all for today. Thank you for joining us. Remember, keep a wei xiao on your face, embrace your sexuality, and unleash your power. Whenever you need a break, come back here and enter the oral portal to sexual freedom. Bye-bye for now.